Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, January 2nd. First of all, a happy new year to everybody out there. And a quick broadcasting note, I will be a guest of Paul Yeager on Market to Market on Iowa Public TV over the coming weekend. If you're not in Iowa, can't pick it up on your channels, you can always view it on the Iowa Public TV website under Market to Market. Obviously, no overnight prices in the grains due to the holiday. My guess is that the beans are going to be a little bit lower here, maybe 3 to 5 lower, maybe more. Wheat and corn steady, maybe on the firm side because of the war in Ukraine. But the Ukrainians seem to be doing a pretty good job of exporting grain out. So just not sure how lasting the war effort will be in supporting corn and wheat out here. Beans should be lower, with really good rains in northern Brazil. A lot of Brazil got good rains out here. This isn't going to make the bean crop in northern Brazil, particularly in Mato Grosso, but it's going to do a good job at stopping any more deterioration from what I can see. The question becomes, how much of this crop was beyond repair? There's some bullish comments and analysts' opinions over the weekend. But, you know, what I've seen over the last 5 years particularly is that these grains will wait for the rain, corn and beans, and then what looks like a disastrous crop winds up being a lot more than anyone would expect out here. So I think the market's going to understand that, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, frankly, if we're 5 to 10 lower in the beans to start here. The big question is, you know, will the funds start to come in and pound it? I've actually got them short about 8,000 or 9,000 contracts now. After Friday, we'll get commitment of traders tonight. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the funds aren't going to get too aggressive in here. But I think there is some downside risk in this bean market. The outside markets, the crude oil was up about $2 a barrel here this morning. It's now only 72 higher. The dollar is strong. It's up 77 ticks. That could put some pressure on the corn and wheat markets out here. But, you know, I think we've got a problem in this bean market. The funds are still heavily long meal. They might want to blow out of that. They're heavily short corn and wheat. So it's the new year. Do they want to rebalance? Generally, they won't do that till a little bit later in the week. So we'll have to see. But we'll see how much farmer selling we get after the first of the year as well. So for the week, we'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock today. We'll have export sales on Friday instead of Thursday because of the holiday. Next week, we get supply and demand production. So that'll be certainly a mover next week, in my opinion. So, you know, I think all in all, rains make grain, and it's not good for the bean market. The corn and wheat, I don't think will hold up because of the Ukrainian situation. I don't think the crude oil is strong enough right now to impact the grains all that much, but the strong dollar, I think, could be a little bit negative as well. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.